And welcome into the Wharf Casual Seafood and Dining here off of 280 in Sylacauga. Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show. Waiting our coach. He'll be here shortly. KJ McCurley here with you, as well as David McCurley, Alex Bauman. And we've got the twin Davis brothers here with us tonight, both coming off of a huge performance last week. And well, we'll just get right into it, guys. How does it feel to be 3-0?
It feels good. I think we worked hard enough to get 3-0, but it's a lot more work to be done.
Absolutely, and a lot of hard work is done in between the tackles, and we'll get to some big plays in last week's game. But I want to talk to Jay for a minute, because you make a lot of things happen on that line of scrimmage, blocking, leading the way. You also play some defense. You kick some. You just do everything. You just tell Coach Zediker, just tell me what to do, and I go do it. Is that what goes on?
Yes, sir. I just try to do the best that I can to help my team. You know, with a lot of stuff, Coach Z changing, you know, we got to find some people to fill in some spots. And I'm just the person the coach put out there, be like, hey, can you do it for me?
That you want representing your school and your community and your football team. And we're lucky to have these two seniors right here leading us.
Absolutely, and JJ going well over the 150 mark rushing last week, and you had a lot of big ones where it just kind of seemed like the Red Sea just kind of parted for you a little bit, but you had some where you had to put your head down and get the job done, and I think everybody saw that you are very capable of doing that. What's the message that you and this offense are just sending right now that, hey, this is not who we were, and you better pay attention to us?
I feel like we're showing, like, we got some grit to us. Like, we can go get it if we need be. I know my O-line, they going to go get it. They protect me everywhere, in the school. So I can trust them. I know that. And, like, it ain't just me being athletic. It's them pushing and giving me the ability to go and make these plays that y'all see.
Yeah, the offensive line definitely been big so far this year, Coach, but so has your defensive line. Another game last week where I thought Munford did a pretty good job early coming out and swinging, and I thought your defensive line especially just fired right back.
Yeah, Munford came out, had a good game plan. You know, first quarter we're down 10-0, and just kind of settled in, and we feel like we have a pretty good defensive line that can give a good push. And they're doing well. We got some quickness too, you know. And so kind of got figured out after the first quarter. Figured out what they were trying to do with us. And you know, when those guys can get the push they get up front, man, it allows those linebackers to roam free. And it's been a good combination so far this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Defensively, you guys have been all over the place. And offensively, in that fourth quarter last week, it just seemed like we put our heads down, guys, and just got the job done.
On that, we're a four-quarter team. We play all four quarters, and if we got to go overtime, we're just going to keep on pushing, and we're conditioned to do that.
No doubt about that. And Coach Zediker now, we talked to them about it, 3-0, and not just three wins, but three wins against inter-county teams. I mean, mm-hmm. That's got to just be a huge shot in the arm going to week four. You're not satisfied, but I think you've got to be pleased with where you're at right
now. Yeah, you know, that was the first thing I wrote on the board when they walked in on Monday was don't be satisfied, you know. But that is one of our – when we sit in the preseason, you know, and in the offseason really, and we talk about – we look at the schedule and see all the teams that we're playing from the Talladega County. Man, we want to be one of those upper echelon teams, you know, and we want to be able to compete with teams in the county. And if we were fortunate to win, then, you know, that's something we'll look back on when the season is over. But right now, man, we're all about trying to go 1-0 on Friday, and that's our mentality.
Absolutely, and I'll bring Jay back in as a guy that plays both sides. Well, man, what's it like right now, you know, playing for an offense that has scored over 60 points this year in just three games and playing for a defense that isn't giving up very much either?
To me, it feels great, you know, playing both sides of the ball, being on the same side of the ball as my brother. It feels great playing defense. I don't get many reps because, you know, I play offense. I can't get too many reps and be tired. So, defense, if they need me, I go out there and do what I can. If I can get a stop, I get out there and get it. But both sides of the ball, I try to put all my effort into it and try to get my job done.
And a lot of guys on your team like that. And you mentioned the offensive line, JJ, earlier, but how about your receivers as well? I noticed there was a lot of times those guys on the edge are not afraid to block on the outside.
Yes, sir. I can give kudos to them. Everybody on the offense. We do great job blocking. We do great jobs running our routes. We just know we need to focus on catching a little better. But we getting the hang of it. So we gonna eventually get better, and y'all gonna see what all the weapons on the offense.
Yeah, and I want to bring Coach Zedeker in on what you just said, because that's something that, you know, Dad, I, and Alex have all discussed, is that we've done this, and the passing game is just it's not in sync yet, and it's well on its way. Now, there's been several times where we have been right on the brink of a huge play, mm-hmm. and we're going to get that. Make no mistake about it, but – to be able to do this without that, it's just a testament to the toughness, I think.
It is. And listen, we're going to hang our hat on the run game, you know, and that kind of opens up your passing game. And I thought today in practice we threw and catched probably the best we have all year. And so it's coming. You know, Coach Flanord is doing a phenomenal job with those receivers, getting them ready. And you got to remember now, this is a brand-new offense. There was a lot of new receivers in different spots. And so mm-hmm. I think the understanding of where the alignment is now and who they got and the route combinations that we got, you know, and it should be getting better. And if the passing game opens up along with the running game that's clicking right now, we're going to be a pretty special offense. But at the end of the day, if we can rush for 300 yards every game,
yeah,
we'll be all right.
That's,
too, you know?
That's right. 300 big ones and passes. Who are the guys on other than, I know you're going to tell me your brother, who are the guys on that side of the ball with you that might help you rally things whenever the offense might not be pushing like they should, whenever things might not be going like they should? You got to at least have one more person to try to be the calm. Who are some of those guys?
So first, offensive line, I think one to get my offense together besides me is my running backs, Kevin and Dallas. And then also, like, whenever I'm down, he come pick me up, and I can say Justice Washington. And we just pick each other up whenever we see it. And, like, something don't go our way, we come back next play. And it's always that, and we just going to continue to do that.
And being now a second-year quarterback, mm-hmm. Coach Zedeker, and JJ now, your second year working together, what's that relationship like being quarterback and coach? You guys can both answer that.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I'm a little more on the defensive side, but I stay back there and make sure, you know, just keeping him calm, just watching him kind of command the offense. You know, there was a play today. We're running 2-minute offense, and Coach Williams called it in wrong, and he got it corrected on field. And Coach Williams said that's a testament to him. He's like, man, yeah, I was looking at it the other way, but he got it fixed. And just being able to do that and set everything where it's supposed to be out on the field, if the running back's on the wrong side or something, it's just a testament to his study time, you know, how much he's put in to learn this offense, and then just the good relationship that him and Coach Williams have and what they're wanting to do and how they're wanting to attack. And you know, and I think some of those receivers you were talking about is going to be, you know, Tristan Powell's is any day ready for a breakout game. Jacoby Thomas is ready for a breakout game. And then we got some other young ones. You know, Mason Williams is primed to have some good catches. And then we got some young bucks coming up. Javen McKinney and Ja'Cory Twyman is starting to get some reps right there. So, you know, some of the younger guys that may not have played as much in the first couple of weeks are now coming on, which allows a lot of those two-way players to get some more rest. And it just gives us more weapons. So, we're excited. We're excited, hoping that we can throw the ball a little bit better. But, again, we're going to keep toting that rock as well.
No doubt about it. When you do it for 300, we'll do it every day of the week and then twice on Sunday. We'll take a quick break here from the Wharf in Sylacauga from the Matt Zedeker Show. And when we come back, you'll hear more from the Head Man in Blue. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, with locations on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg and on Cherokee Road in Alexander City.
Who is working to make sure local businesses are seen, heard, and supported? The Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce. We promote our region, support economic and workforce development, strengthen community partnerships, and give businesses a collective voice. When you join the Chamber, you invest in more than your own success. You help build a stronger future for our entire region. Learn more and get connected at SylacaugaChamber.com.
If it's glass, chances are Sylacauga Glass can do it. From auto glass and replacement windows to custom shower doors, mirrors, commercial storefronts, and residential glass, they've been helping homeowners and businesses with projects big and small for decades. Visit Sylacauga Glass at 510-280
in Sylacauga. KJ McCurley, Matt Zediker with you now, both of the Davis brothers, JJ and Jay with us. Coach Zediker, we were talking in the break, and I'm going to bring you in. Upcoming opponent this week is Asheville. Of course, it's homecoming. Crowd want them to come out and be psyched up, full of energy. But this Asheville team coming off of a pretty good trouncing, but you tend to think that may not be as good as their potential can show. And what do we need to do to get ready on both sides of the ball for Friday night?
Yeah, listen, that they are a lot better team than what that score indicated. They turned the ball over a lot in that game. And give credit to Talladega, but it was homecoming for them last week. I think they might have underestimated Talladega a little bit. They were coming in at 0-2, you know, and just didn't play real well. But the other two games, you know, they beat Springville, which is a 6A team, or I guess they're 5A now, whatever they do it, at the beginning of the year, and then played a Westbrook Christian team really good for a half, and then Westbrook athletes kind of took over. So what we're going to see out of this Asheville team offensively is it's probably the best passing attack we've seen, or the more attacking. They're about a 50-50, you know, run-pass split. So we put a lot of tension on our backside this week, a lot of mesh routes, a lot of dig routes, a lot of different – they got a lot of different combo routes that we're going to have to be really good in our checks on the backside. You know, going to have to be able to get some pressure on the quarterback, try to force him out and flush him a little bit. Got a dynamic running back who can fly. Is very fast. You know, if he gets the edge, it's going to be hard to catch him. And they got a good offensive line, the right side line, extremely good. They run behind them a lot. And so, you know, we're gonna have to be really good defensively for four quarters. You know, this is a team I don't think we're going to be able to take a break on and get started slow. If we do, we'll be behind the eight ball. Defensively, you know, another three-man surface with two walk-up defensive ends. They're going to put five in the box or five on the line as much as they can. I assume they will as much as we run the ball. They got like a three-star linebacker who was one of the better linebackers in 4A last year back for his senior year. He's a beast, so we're going to have to recognize him, see where he's at. He's a college-type player that's going to be really good. And then, you know, they take those athletes they have on offense and flip them on defense, and you got a good backside. So, listen, you know, the score was a big score last week, Talladega put on them, but we are not expecting that same team. We're expecting a good team to come in, and it's going to take a full-quarter effort. We're going to have to be really good, and we've done a pretty good job this week so far of you know, trying to stay away from the distractions of homecoming. You know, we got the parade tomorrow, but, you know, the flip side of that is I tell these kids, man, enjoy it. You only get to do this, you know, a couple times in your career, and, man, it's for you, and the parade's for you tomorrow, for them to celebrate you. And a lot of people are coming back, we hope, alumni-wise, and they come back for this game, and we wouldn't be having this if there wasn't a football game, you know. So we got to do our part, get out on the field, and make sure we're putting the product on the field that our community is going to be proud of. And so we're excited. You know, we got a couple more days, and before we get there on Friday, and try to stay as distracted free as we can, and we'll see how it shakes out.
And bring in JJ now. You talk about a big threat in the middle with linebacker. JJ, what are some things that you and the offense has seen on film that you might think you can do with to maybe kind of go away from him? Or is there anything – I know you don't want to give away too many secrets. Coach Zediker's making the big eyes at me over here. But what are some things that you particularly like on film with Asheville?
So watching film, I do see how they fly to the ball. I do see how they're their D-line gets off the ball and how their linebackers adjust to everything. So I think this Friday, it's going to be more of how I see it. And I know if my OC see it or if anybody else see it, they're gonna give us the right plays to run. So,
yeah, no question about it. And Coach Zediker, you alluded a little bit to, you know, they play a lot of guys both ways. And, yeah. And fortunately for us this year, that number is down because we have a rising younger bunch. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those guys that go both ways, you got to think that might be a depth advantage for us possibly when it gets into the third and fourth quarter.
Hope so, you know, and we hang our hat on our conditioning program and our hydration program, our nutrition program. So we felt like we've been the stronger team in the fourth quarter the last 3 weeks. And so we're going to rely on that again this week and see if we can exploit some of that. But listen, man, we're in week four of the season. Everybody's in shape now. And so it's going to be who can execute the best, who can not turn the ball over more. And I mean, we've got to clean up penalties. We had 13 penalties last week for 140 yards. And a lot of those were penalties we can control. You know, I tell the kids all the time, if it's an effort penalty, I can live with that. But just things that we can control, silly personal fouls and things like that, we got to clean that up because as we get into these bigger games, you know, that can be a killer for us going in the win or a loss column. So that's kind of where our focus is in. But, yeah, but we hope, you know, that our conditioning and a little bit more guys that we have not going both ways will help.
And special teams, I thought we're still getting there with some things, but some signs of life in the return game. Mm-hmm. Touch on that.
Yeah. Listen, you know, we feel like we're a block away. You know, we spent a lot of time on our kickoff return team this week, put a little more time into it than we have been. Because, man, we're about two blocks away from busting a big one. And, yep. And listen, statistically wise, if you can return one, you got about a 75% chance of winning the game. If you yep. return two, it's almost 99%, you know. And so those are kind of things we tell these kids, man, we're that close. And those are backbreakers for another team if we can get it. I feel like our punt team has been much better. You know, we're getting a good snap. TP's getting a good kickoff. We got to punch a little better right there. Kickoff, man, we had Jay set up last week, man. He's one of the best onside kickers I've had, and we just barely missed it. He got the bounce we wanted.
I thought that was designed, and I said, man, we just did miss. But you talk about this young man next to you. He plays special teams too. I got to ask you, as a guy that gets a little bit of all three, mainly two, but a little bit of all three, what's your favorite thing to do on the football field?
My favorite thing to do? I would say kicking, but I'm really a soccer player, so I do that pretty much all year round. But I would have to say kickoff. Like when we onside kick, when I used to kick on kickoff, I used to just be like when you start a game, like the first feeling for kickoff is a feeling I can't explain. Like it's your blood pumping, you just lock in, and after that, cause we got to set the tone. Like that's how my blood and stuff be pumping, I'll be ready. But I feel like that's my favorite kickoff.
Yeah, and you ate a good one, and we were just as Coach said. Shy of getting on that. If we go back to that, I like the young man's chances of getting it to our shirt next time.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd scouted it out pretty good and felt like we caught a guy sneaking a little bit, you know, leaving a little early, and that gave us a pretty good edge. And so that's things, you know, we ran a fake punt last week, you know. So there's things that we're getting to this year that we couldn't get to last year, you know, because we are getting better at it. But special teams is such a big – I lose sleep every night over special teams. You know, my hair is gray because of it. But, you know, knock on wood, man, we put a lot of time into it because it is such a pivotal part of the football game.
It really is. And guys, one more thing for each of you as we get ready to get off here and get ready for Friday. But chance to be 4-0. We'll touch on that to end. What can that mean for your team? You just have the 1-0 mentality every week, I know. But to get to 4-0, win at homecoming, chance for some alumni to be back, chance to be another special Friday night, what do we have to do to make it happen?
Go ahead, guys.
So I think to become 4-0 or 1-0, I think we just need to execute. We need to cut down on the penalties that we have. Defensively, offensively, we just need to execute because we put in a good game plan. We're prepping real good. And I just think it's just going to take We just need to play four quarters and execute. That's how we're going to win.
So I'm going to touch on what JJ said. So last week game against Mumford, like I say defense, we started off a little slow. And after the, like the first quarter, from the second all the way to the fourth, like we kicked it into a high gear and pursued, tackled great. The offense, I feel like what we should work on is all the penalties that we had, because we had a lot of opportunities to score, you know. But all the penalties that we was collecting knocked our chances down and down and down. And then, like, the more penalties we got, like, the more frustrated we became. But, like, coach always tell us, like, we got to control ourselves, especially on a Friday night. So I feel like we cut down the penalties on offense and defense. We come out the gate ready. I feel like we should really be 1-0, like Coach G says.
Yeah, it's going to take a full-quarter effort. It's another region game. It's the next region game. It's going to be the toughest game we've had yet on the slate. And so full-quarter effort right there. And listen, 4-0 is good for everybody and the fans and all that. But, man, we're a 1-0 mentality team. And you know, we'll look back when the season's over and we'll be happy about a bunch of these. And hopefully we can keep it going. But right now, man, we got blinders on. You know, we got a saying this week, we want to be 212 degrees. That's the boiling point of water, and we want to keep the steam going. You know, we don't want to cool down at all. And so that's kind of our mentality is to not start slacking on anything. And we're at this point because of the work we've put in. And so we got to continue to put that work in. And so that's the mentality, man. We really want to put four complete quarters in this week.
Absolutely, and don't start thinking about that dance too early. Isn't that right, Coach?
That's right.
And so, guys, we talked about a chance to be 4-0, beating three teams in and around you, a chance to tack on another big one in the region with Asheville. Coach Zediker, I can't say enough good things about the turnaround and the up here that we see with the team and with the coaching staff so far this year. We're just thrilled to see it happening.
Well, we are too, and that's a credit to these young men. You know, they're the ones that are doing it. They're the ones that are putting in the work and buying into what we're doing. And they've been a tremendous fun time to watch. And I just want to keep them going.
And I actually received a little bit of word now that you guys actually made the number five of a top 10 of five votes. You guys actually have five votes for the sports writers top 10.
We're not worried about that at all. You know, all we are is 0-0 right now, and so we want to be 1-0 after Friday. That's fun for the fans, and that's a credit to what these kids have been doing. But man, we're not worried about that at all, are we, boys?
No, sir.
And you see the collective, no, sir. We're here for it. Coach Zediker, anything special on the slate for the pregame? Is it being homecoming in your own backyard? Anything different?
Well, I do have to bring up, I mispronounced our ladies' names last week and got my tail chewed out by Miss Deborah. I called her Brenda, so I love you, Miss Deborah. I'm sorry. Her name is Miss Deborah, and she is great. That's Jesse Morris's mama, our center, who's having a great year. And so we're going to eat really good on Friday, and hopefully we eat some Bulldogs on Friday night.
Yeah, eat some Bulldogs. And what are your keys to the game, Atkinson Home, keys to the game? We've talked about penalties. Yeah. We've talked about just being in the moment, setting the tone. What are some other Atkinson Home's keys to the game to come away 4-0 Friday?
Yeah, offensively, you know, execute. You know, make sure we're protecting the ball and do what we do. Execute our offense, you know. Offensively, it's a little bit easier than defensively, because we're going to do what we do, and if they give us this set, then we're going to go to this, and we offensively got to do what we've been doing and continue to do. Defensively, we've got to get in our checks. We got to, you know, it's going to be a little bit tougher. There's a lot more things that we're having to take care of, and so just stay in our checks, stay in our fits, getting the right calls on the field, and mainly tackling. You know, I thought we tackled well for three quarters last week. We need to tackle well for four quarters. And then special teams, you know, that just be the better special teams team. And, you know, again, like old guy I used to work for, first boss I ever worked for, he wrote it on the board every week, every Friday night, block, tackle, and execute. You do those three things well, then you got a good chance to win a football match.
Absolutely, and we hope to see another one go in the win column on the Kicks 100.3 Tiger Sports Network Friday night. You can catch us live home against Asheville. That's going to do it for the Coach Matt Zediker Show here from the Wharf.